This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Building Equitable Health Access, Lessons from Vietnam's Research to Care Bridge. Health challenges in Vietnam are starkly visible, from overcrowded clinics to families navigating complex treatment journeys, presenting a unique laboratory for building sustainable health research that bridges evidence and practice. Thuong Nguyen, director of the University of Sydney Vietnam Institute, and professor in global health, argues that effective health research in resource-constrained settings requires more than generating evidence. It demands creating conditions where evidence can be trusted, implemented, and sustained over time. 95 million people in Vietnam face health system challenges that make equitable access a critical priority for sustainable development. Global health equity challenges by region. Percentage of population lacking access to essential health services, 2024, Sub-Saharan Africa, 42%, South Asia, 35%, Southeast Asia, 28%, Latin America, 18%, East Asia, 12%. Source World Health Organization, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News, Vietnam's Health System, Visible Challenges, Tangible Solutions. Vietnam's health landscape presents both challenges and opportunities that reflect broader global health equity issues. According to Thuong Nguyen's observations published in The Lancet, the country's health challenges manifest in overcrowded healthcare facilities, where patients often wait hours for consultations, and in rural communities, where preventable diseases continue to burden families despite available interventions. The University of Sydney Vietnam Institute, under Nguyen's leadership, has developed approaches that prioritize community engagement and local capacity building. This perspective aligns with broader global health initiatives that emphasize the importance of locally led research and culturally appropriate interventions in achieving universal health coverage goals. Building trust through evidence-based practice. Creating trustworthy health research in Vietnam requires addressing fundamental questions about how evidence translates into practice within existing healthcare systems. Nguyen emphasizes that research findings must be presented in ways that healthcare providers, policymakers, and communities can understand and implement, given their available resources and constraints. The World Health Organization's Framework for Health System Strengthening supports this approach, highlighting that effective health research must consider local capacity, cultural context, and implementation feasibility. In Vietnam's case, this means developing research protocols that can be sustained by local institutions and scaled across diverse geographic and socioeconomic settings. Sustainable implementation in resource-constrained settings. The challenge of sustainability extends beyond initial research findings to encompass long-term capacity building and institutional development. Nguyen's work at the University of Sydney Vietnam Institute demonstrates that effective health research partnerships must invest in local expertise, infrastructure, and governance systems that can continue generating and applying evidence long after initial funding cycles end. This approach is particularly relevant for health policy development in countries like Vietnam, where rapid economic growth creates both opportunities for health system improvement and risks of increasing health inequities if interventions are not carefully designed and implemented. Lessons for global health equity. Vietnam's experience offers valuable insights for other countries working to build equitable health systems while strengthening research capacity. The integration of research and practice, as demonstrated through Nguyen's work, suggests that sustainable health improvements require long-term commitments to local capacity building rather than short-term technical assistance projects. Building health research in resource-constrained contexts requires creating conditions where evidence can be trusted, used, and sustained by local communities and institutions. Thuong Nguyen, Director, University of Sydney, Vietnam Institute, The Lancet, 2026. Key takeaways: effective health research in resource-constrained settings must prioritize local capacity building and community engagement over external technical assistance. Sustainable health improvements require research approaches that can be trusted, understood, and implemented by local healthcare providers and policymakers, Vietnam's experience demonstrates that visible health challenges can become opportunities for developing innovative, contextually appropriate solutions. Frequently asked questions: what makes health research sustainable in developing countries? Sustainable health research requires local institutional capacity, community engagement, and long-term financing mechanisms that extend beyond initial project funding. Research must be designed to strengthen local expertise rather than create dependency on external support. How does Vietnam's approach differ from traditional global health interventions? Vietnam's approach emphasizes building local research capacity and creating evidence that can be implemented within existing healthcare systems. This differs from externally imposed interventions that may not be sustainable or culturally appropriate. What role does community trust play in health research implementation? Community trust is essential for research uptake and sustainability. When communities understand and trust research findings, they are more likely to adopt recommended practices and support ongoing health system improvements. The future of global health equity depends on scaling successful models like Vietnam's approach to building research capacity while addressing local health challenges. As countries worldwide work toward universal health coverage, the lessons learned from integrating research and practice in resource-constrained settings will become increasingly valuable for achieving sustainable health improvements and reducing global health inequities. Source: Prospect Gwynne, Building Equitable Access to Health. At Context: Equitable Health Access, Lessons from Vietnam's Research to Care Bridge. Description: Vietnam's approach to equitable health access through research to care integration offers lessons for global health equity and sustainable development. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At Context: Makes health research sustainable in developing countries. Accepted answer. Text: Sustainable health research requires local institutional capacity, community engagement, and long-term financing mechanisms that extend beyond initial project funding. Research must be designed to strengthen local expertise rather than create dependency on external support. At Type question. Name: How does Vietnam's approach differ from traditional global health interventions? Accepted answer. Text: Vietnam's approach emphasizes building local research capacity and creating evidence that can be implemented within existing healthcare systems. This differs from externally imposed interventions that may not be sustainable or culturally appropriate. Type question. Name: What role does community trust play in health research implementation? Accepted answer. At type: Tap text. Community trust is essential for research uptake and sustainability. When communities understand and trust research findings, they are more likely to adopt recommended practices and support ongoing health system improvements.